talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And once again, we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, strongly urge everybody to consider downloading the Devil Radio app from Apple, Google, our website. Take Devil Radio and your favorite shows with you wherever you go 24/7. Getting back to the state front, there was a projection, we talked about this the other day, that there's about $4.4 billion in revenue coming in, $4.4 billion more than had previously been estimated. Well, yesterday, the Republicans predictably said, well, we should apply all of that to a tax cut for the upper income people in our base. Well, no. The problem is, of course, Evers can veto everything, but whatever he puts in, they can take out, and they will not negotiate in good faith. The University of Wisconsin system has been starved for money ever since Scott Walker was elected governor. 10 years it's been starved. Evers is trying to put some back. They're resisting. Some of this money should go to the University of Wisconsin system to restore its greatness. It's one of the greatest university systems in the world. The second, education, primary and secondary school education. They're being starved. What's happening is that the Republicans are going to turn down $2.3 billion in our federal tax dollars back to fund our education. They're just going to turn it down and then apply some money from previous COVID relief, triggering the penalty. Baloney. Take the $2.3 billion every other state in the country is, and then apply some of the $4.4 billion to strengthening public education in this state. And yes, tax cuts, but not for Voss's base, not for Voss's donors. The tax cuts should start with middle income and lower income taxpayers. We're going to the lines. Lines are lighted up. Do it in order. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning. Prudy yesterday was talking about something he called Fox News or was involved with Fox News, that Fox News always has a crisis and the crisis always centers around Biden. So I came up with a statement. I emailed a guy this morning who was on the right, but at least he listens. And it goes something like this. All Republicans, except for the Republicans that care, are drowning in a sea of credibility. They can't swim in credibility. It's beyond them. And why? Number one, we had Stop the Steal. They lost the election. They stormed the Capitol. People died. This is how they deal with people. We've had two impeachments on Trump. They blocked witnesses. They blocked testimony. He did everything to stonewall. That's for that. Now we got a total of 3 points. The fourth point, 500,000 died because they didn't believe in medicine. And if they had, we'd have a lot more people alive. They're trying to crucify Fauci, which is insanity. But I close that whole statement, and I'm kind of paraphrasing it, not word for word. But they took a vow of office. They broke their vows. They are no longer entrusted to serve us because they demonstrated by breaking the very vow. And it says, and I quote specifically, we vow to, you know, protect the country from foreign and domestic terrorists. They didn't. They failed. So therefore, they're not credible. And this garbage that's going up in Madison with Voss and Fitzgerald, I sat face to face with Fitzgerald a number of years ago. He lied to my face and I called him out and he smiled. I could not believe that the chutzpah, as they say, of that man to look at me and lie to my face and then laugh about it. But we caught Fitzgerald many years ago. I can share that story sometime with anybody who wants to listen. With his hand in the cookie jar, we threatened the press. He pulled his hand out. We caught Walker doing it. we threaten him with the same thing. He pulls his hand out of the cookie jar. The minute the press gets note of what goes on, they really lose credibility. So this has got to end. This is just, we're done. I'm finished. I'm exhausted with these people. I just wanted to say that because you always give me a way to vent my spleen every morning. So thank you for the opportunity to do a little stress relieving. Thanks again, and you have a great day.
All right, Bill, thank you. Yeah, Bill, you should be in charge of messaging for the Democratic Party. I'm not kidding. I'm getting tired out of the weakness of some of the messaging. You just put it, no uncertain terms, right on the table. And that's exactly right. That's exactly right. You cannot trust these Republicans with money, with taxpayer money. They'll turn it down. They'll turn down the receipt of your own federal tax dollars back. And then they'll use your tax money to double up. That's what they're doing. They turn it down. They turn it down. And now we get a surplus. Things are starting to look up. And why don't we just put it all towards their donor? Well, no, we're not going to do that. How about putting it to education and tax cuts and then sprinkle it around some? How about middle income taxpayers? Excellent comments, Bill. As always, thank you. We're going back to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
A quick observation and then a question. Does Joe Biden wear sunglasses every bit as well as JFK did? The guy looks fantastic in sunglasses. Doesn't he? I mean, seriously, but question, after seeing the news early this morning, they played some clips of the Village Idiot from 2017 at the NATO get-together, and then they go back and forth between him and Biden. And the first thing that came to mind with me was whenever he was in front of a world stage, Trump, he either at the very least embarrassed the hell out of you or you were absolutely mortified by what he said, and somewhere in between always. And I'm telling you, it's been a breath of fresh air watching Joe Biden on the world stage. I think he's doing a fantastic job.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, Dick, you're right on the money. And on the sunglasses, I just want to say something. Joe Biden is not wearing those sunglasses simply because he wants to look cool, that kind of thing. The guy doesn't have to look cool anymore. He's the president of the United States. He's actually wearing them because the glare was bad over there, and his eyes are somewhat sensitive. So he wears them for that reason. But the rest of it, you're right. And what kills me, you remember Trump at the Helsinki meeting with Putin, where they asked him, did Putin hack into our election in 2016? And he said, well, I asked Putin that, and he said he didn't. I have no reason to disbelieve him. And they said, well, the FBI and the CIA say he did. Well, I believe Putin over the FBI and the CIA. That's what he said. And Ron Johnson said the same thing. He said the same thing. And, you know, like the Bill of Conowoc said before, I mean, in the insurrection, there were violence. They were punching cops. They punched them in the face. There were so many of them. Cops were afraid to draw their guns. They'd stand there impassively, bam, hit in the face, bam. These are cops being punched, thrown on the ground, stepped on and dragged down the stairs with their heads bouncing on the stairs. And Trump stands up for this. I'll tell you what, there are a lot of patriots in this country, and a lot of them are in the Democratic Party, a lot of them are Republican Party, a lot of independents. We're not putting up with any of that. We are not put up with any of that. And the contrast, and this is what kills me, is Biden is working to get our NATO alliance back together. We need the Germans. We need the French, we need the British, we need the Italians and the Spanish and everybody else. And before, Trump would insult them. He'd insult them. He'd say he was going to break up NATO. Are you kidding me? This has been in the Pax Americana, which means the American peace. It's been in effect since the end of the Second World War. It's kept us out of world wars. It's got to continue. Needs NATO. Biden stood tall. He stood very tall. And then Trump insults him going into the Putin meeting. He goes, don't fall asleep in the meeting. And then he goes, what you've done so far is pathetic. Take a note from me in the Helsinki meeting. In the Helsinki meeting, he got subservient to Putin. He was servile to Putin. He licks Putin's shoes on the international stage, humiliated us. And Trump is saying, take notes from that. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? No, that is not something we are going to do. And we get back to what Voss is doing, $4.4 billion in more revenue than we expected has to be carefully allocated. Some has to be in a rainy day fund. The day is going to come when we're going to have a shortfall. And we have a mandated balanced budget under our law, and that's going to have to be done. And instead of cutting things that can't be cut, you have a bit of a rainy day fund. Second thing is education in the state. The biggest driver of our economy is the University of Wisconsin system and our public education system, high schools, grade schools, technical colleges, community colleges, down to kindergarten, down to K-4. An educated citizenry is the biggest asset that this state has. And Scott Walker and the Republicans have tried to tear that apart. Some has to go to that. And there should be some tax cuts. There should be, and some property tax relief. Property taxes are too high in the state. They're a regressive tax. So that should be what it's applied for, to. And income tax reductions for middle-income taxpayers and low-income taxpayers. Right now, if you make $25,000 a year or less, you're three times more likely to be audited than somebody in a private equity firm. Three times more likely if you make 19 grand a year. Something's got to be done. We've got to apply this rationally. Great call-ins today. Going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Midnight Rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.